Penguin Random House Audio presents The Missing Years by Lexi Elliott, read for you by Elizabeth Nolden. For my sisters, Tor and Hells, and always and forever, for Matt, Cameron, and Zachary. My father is happily living in Australia with a lady called Sarah, or Susan. They have a handful of charming children, with the exception of the last, who even in his early 20s is something of a handful. They call him their late bloomer. Though, of course, my father struggles endlessly with thoughts of the child he left behind. But he's come too far to be able to see a way back to her. Chapter 1. The manse is watching me. At first, I don't notice it. I'm too involved in my study of the imposing grey stone edifice before me. It's a tall structure, three stories, and the first two must have high ceilings, with a turret and stepped gables like sets of staircases. Grand baronial style, I think, the half-remembered phrase leaping into my mind. I recognize the ground floor bay windows that frame the wide doorway from the old battered photograph that has traveled as far and wide as I have. But as I squint at them, I become aware of an acute, uneasy silence, as if the whole building is holding its breath. There's a queer stillness to the dark, unreflective granite, to the slate roof. As I lift my eyes upward, I notice that even the sky behind is still, still and leaden and looming. I turn my attention back to the windows, wondering whether the photograph I always keep beside my bed was taken in front of the left or the right one. And as I study them, I have the disturbing sense that whatever lurks beneath the flat, grey surface is stirring. The windows are craning forward, crowding toward me. I blink to try to find a wider perspective, but then I notice that even the turret on the left is peering down. I have the sensation that it's swooping, rushing toward me, and my stomach lurches as if the lawn has dropped away beneath my feet. The house means to swallow me, I think with an irrational flood of panic. Swallow me whole. And then what?
Jesus!
It's Carrie, my half-sister, pushing her badly cut fringe out of her eyes as she joins me on the mossy lawn to survey the house. Her voice drags me back to normality with a hard jolt. I feel like I'm staggering from the impact.
This is a bloody castle.
It's not so big inside. I can feel her slanting gaze on me.
So you remember?
Do I? Or have I created memories built on the back of the photograph and the tales of others? Snatches of phrases, half-formed images, crafted in a child's mind into a castle worthy of the Brothers Grimm, the type of castle in tales that have nothing to do with fairies. I weigh my answer. I have an irrational feeling that Carrie isn't the only one listening. The manse has been waiting a long time for me. A quarter of a century, give or take. But I imagine stone can be very patient. I'm imagining rather a lot today. Tiredness from the long drive, presumably.
Stick to the facts, Ailsa.
Do you? Prompts Carrie. Yes, I say finally. I remember, at least a bit. Suddenly, there is an ear-splitting crack. Instantly, I'm turning, scanning around, grabbing Carrie's arm with one hand to pull her with me.
Ailsa,
I hear her say, as I search the area wildly. Then, louder, more urgently,
stop! It's all right! It's just a branch on the oak. It broke.
She catches me with her cool, silver-gray eyes, so like our mother's, the only part of her that is. There's a drumming in my ears. It takes me a moment to realize it's my heartbeat. I take a breath, then another, staring into those pale eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?